Listen, you know, Dan Hurley's been all over the place. I see him everywhere now. And you have the UConn Women, the documentary drops today. I think it's on Apple TV. And, you know, UConn's obviously going to get back to it very soon. David Borges covers UConn men for CT Insider. Has a new book out, UConn Basketball, an Illustrated Timeline. He'll be at the Gamble Collection at the Shops at Evergreen Walk tomorrow from noon to 2. And it covers everything in UConn history, and you know, both with copy and with pictures from 1903, as they say, all the way through Braylon Mullins' incredible shot to beat Duke last season. David joins us here on Brian and Company. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. So you're going to be at the store from noon to 2 signing books?
Yeah, I'll have books that you can purchase, or if you already have a copy, I can sign them. It's a really nice store, beautiful mall area, outdoor mall in South Windsor. And, you know, the store itself deals with UConn memorabilia. So this felt fitting because the book really is all about sort of UConn memories, if you will. So, yeah, I'll be there from noon to 2 on Saturday.
Like I said, you know, every coffee table in every house you go into has books, and this is perfect for it. I mean, it's just great to thumb through with some great pieces of history, and the images are awesome. So you can meet David, get a book, again, tomorrow at Gamble Collection at the Shops at Evergreen Walk. You can hit up Shake Shack or Chipotle after or do whatever you want. It's noon to 2, again, at the Gamble Collection at the Shops at Evergreen Walk. You know, I want to ask you a couple of hoop questions. You know, this eligibility crap that I'm reading every day, and a lot of it's focused a little bit more on football right now because we are in football season, but we did that story on that kid the other day who's in his ninth school in 9 years and he's going to UNLV. And I don't know, just how do you, like, what's your view of what's going on right now? I ask you this almost every time we talk, but I feel like every time we talk in between, there's changes. I mean, how do you feel about the sport right now?
Well, it's totally out of control. And really, you know, NCAA administrators and the people running the NCAA have no one to blame but themselves. Now, I, you know, in recent times, the NCAA has tried to institute some sort of rules to kind of put things a little more in place. The 5-on-5 legislation that seems to be official, although who knows? I mean, obviously, yeah, it's a mess. And ultimately, what I think college, well, just looking at college basketball in general, could use as sort of a commissioner of sorts, someone who can kind of legislate things and just be the face and the voice of the sport. But right now, it's just a total mess, and no one's more frustrated by it than Dan Hurley, as you can probably tell.
Yeah, I mean, for me, like, the NCAA is gone. You know, they tried the 5-on-5, and I actually think that it was laudable, but it's going to get challenged in court. And if you recognize these young men and women under labor laws, the policy is never going to hold up. It's Congress that needs to do something. They have this bill that we're waiting for a vote in the Senate. A, what do you think of the bill, and will it pass?
Well, you know, does anything pass anymore? I mean, obviously things do pass, but there's so much dissension in Congress these days. I just wonder how something can get through, and like something this important can get through. We'll see. I mean, there needs to be some sort of, you're right, it should come from congressional legislation to sort of set some parameters here, but I don't have a great deal of faith that it will pass. You hear different things. You know, even the two Connecticut senators seem to be against it, it seems. So we'll see. But I just anticipate more confusion for many more years to come.
Yeah, I think that's unfortunately true. And yes, Chris Murphy and Richard Blumenthal are against the measure as it stands right now. For some reason, it's starting to fall on party lines, which I don't understand. I don't think it should be political, but I mean, I guess it's because of labor. I think it's because of the some people think they deserve the opportunity to unionize and collectively bargain, and I think that's what it comes down to from the political landscape. David Borges from CT Insider. Again, go to ctinsider.com. The book is UConn Basketball, an Illustrated Timeline. And David and the book will be at Gamble Collection at the Shops at Evergreen Walk tomorrow, noon to 2. Like I said, if you haven't gone over there, there's everything over there. I mean, you can, you know, you zip over to Costco if you have to, too, Trader Joe's and everything else. So you can make a day of it if you really want to. In terms of the team, when do things pick up in earnest?
Well, they're actually on a very rare kind of 2-week break. You know, guys have gone back home. Dan Hurley's, I believe, on vacation somewhere. But yeah, once classes start back up right before Labor Day, the workouts and practices will begin again. And, you know, before you know it, Big East Media Day, which is usually kind of mid to late October, it's actually on October 1st this year. So that's barely a month away.
Jeez.
Yeah, Harry Styles apparently has a residency at Madison Square Garden in October, so they had to push it up to October 1st, and it's actually at the Marriott Marquis. It's not at Madison Square Garden, so make of that what you will. But, yeah, it's all starting pretty soon. And UConn will have three exhibition games in October, including one against Syracuse on October, I believe, 12th at Mohegan Sun. So it's really not that far away.
Yeah, it's crazy. Listen, we all know the Big East stunk last year. Everyone's telling me that, you know, the Creightons of the world are going to be better. When are we going to know if this is going to be a three-team NCAA conference moving forward or not?
Well, it better be more than three because a lot of Big East teams who haven't been spending a lot of money finally started to do so, finally got the hint and put some money into the program, into the NIL budgets and signing guys out of the portal or out of Europe or even just retaining some of their really good players. So there's a lot of optimism among the coaches this year. Let's put it that way. Now, you hear that every summer probably, right? But
yeah.
It does seem like a lot of different programs have made a concerted effort to spend, which you have to do these days. And some of these rosters look pretty good. But I think, once again, UConn and St. John's are clearly above the rest.
The GM position getting filled, the assistant getting filled, Andrew moving into the GM's office. Any thoughts on these changes and additions?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't met or talked to Charlie Stevens yet. Seems like a up-and-coming type of guy. I mean, a young guy with a lot of – with NBA – you know, he comes from the San Antonio Spurs, which is one of the classy – outfits of the NBA, and certainly they've loved UConn in recent years, drafting Steph Castle and Cyrus Reed Jr., and they employ a guy named Mike Noyes, who used to be a walk-on at UConn. So there's a lot of symmetry between the two programs, really, UConn and San Antonio and the Spurs. So this kid, I'll call him a kid, looks like a good young hire, and sounds like a good hire.
Yeah. Well, let's hope so. It's an important position. It's crazy. If you told me that we'd be talking about general managers in college sports and football 10 years ago, I would have, like, I don't know what I would have thought, but it's here. David, I hope a lot of people show up tomorrow, buy a lot of books. Again, noon to 2, the shops at Evergreen Walk at Gamble Collection. Again, 12 to 2 tomorrow. David, thanks for the time.
All right, Brian, thanks. Good talking to you as always.
As always.